Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this crazy world one day at a time. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than your arm and the stress levels are through the roof? Yeah, I've been there countless times. But guess what? There's a way to break free from the chaos, reclaim your time, and actually feel in control. That's right, we're diving deep into the world of prioritizing a skill that can truly transform your life. Think about it, your time and energy are your most precious resources. You can't get more of them, so you better learn to use them wisely. It's not about cramming every minute with productivity, it's about being intentional, focusing on what truly matters, and avoiding the endless cycle of distractions and overwhelm. So buckle up, because today we're dropping some serious knowledge bombs on how to master the art of prioritization. Firstly, understand your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, relationships, creativity, personal growth, or something else entirely? Write down those core values because they'll be your compass when making decisions about how to spend your time and energy. Ever felt conflicted about saying yes to a project that seems interesting but doesn't align with your core values? Well, there's your answer. Say no more often to things that don't serve you and yes to what truly nourishes your soul. Next up, let's talk about the power of saying no. It's a tough one for many of us, but trust me, it's a superpower. Saying no protects your time, energy, and sanity. When someone asks you to do something that doesn't align with your values or priorities, politely decline. You don't have to over-explain yourself. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm committed to other projects right now works wonders. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. Now, let's get practical with a technique called the Eisenhower Matrix. Picture this. Divide your tasks into four quadrants, urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Focus on tackling the urgent and important first, delegate or schedule the important but not urgent, minimize the urgent but not important, and eliminate anything that falls in the neither urgent nor important category. It's a game changer for organizing your workload and keeping you on track. Next, embrace the art of batching. Instead of constantly switching between tasks, group similar activities together. For example, dedicate one morning to responding to emails, another afternoon to focus writing, and so on. This minimizes distractions, improves efficiency, and allows you to get into a flow state for each type of task. It's like supercharging your productivity. Finally, remember to schedule downtime. I know, it sounds counterintuitive, but taking breaks is essential for maintaining focus, creativity, and overall well-being. Schedule time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, meditating, or simply taking a walk. Think of it as an investment in your productivity and happiness. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up, a deadline looming for a project, and your inbox is overflowing with emails. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and spend hours jumping between tasks, accomplishing very little. But by applying the principles we discussed, you can take control. First, clarify your priorities. That presentation is likely more urgent and important than replying to every email right now. Then, schedule specific blocks of time for researching, outlining, and practicing your presentation. Delegate or reschedule less critical tasks. Set aside short breaks throughout the day to clear your mind and recharge. By following these strategies, you'll not only feel less stressed, but also be amazed by how much you can accomplish. Remember, prioritizing isn't about doing everything, it's about doing the right things with intention and focus. You've got this. Let me know in the comments below what your biggest time management challenge is, or share a success story about implementing one of these tips. I love hearing from you guys, so keep those conversations flowing. Until next time, remember to stay stoic. Prioritize wisely and conquer your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.